performance coming along this Sunday, which is February 23rd, just kind of almost in the nick of time as Black History Month, as I mentioned earlier, has still one more week to go. And that's appropriate because this performance is Derek Parker, the bass baritone, and Bonnie Robinson, the pianist, in a program called Lift Every Voice and Sing. It's at First Presbyterian Church, 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon. They did it 2 years ago, and it is back. And I'm pleased with that, and I'm pleased that they're back in our studio. So for one of the quintessential songs of the African-American experience, let's go to our studio and bass baritone Derek Parker and the pianist Bonnie Robinson. From our studio, Derek Parker and Bonnie Robinson performing that great spiritual Wade in the Water, a spiritual which has been around with us for a long time. It was popularized by the Fisk Jubilee Singers right at the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century. But here it was performed live for us by the two of these people. Derek Parker, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning.
And Bonnie Robinson.
Thank you.
And the sheer power of one of those spirituals, when you sing it, is it legacy? Is it history? Is it past? Is it present? How can you encapsulate singing a spiritual?
Well, it's a little bit of both. It's legacy, obviously, and for instance, that particular piece, Wade in the Water, meaning know that Harriet Tubman would use that to signal to the slaves, get off the trail, get in the water. That's your path to freedom. Because when you get in the water, of course, the dogs who were sent by the slaves to hunt them down would not be able to pick up the scent. So wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. That's your path to freedom. So when you sing it, knowing that, it reaches back to that history, your ancestors, that fight and want to for a better life.
And so that's the history, and that is from 150 years, 200 years ago that we deal with that history, and yet I guess it's really the point probably of this very recital is that that fight is not over.
Right. Yeah, it's not over. It's not exclusive to the black community. It's a fight that probably, unfortunately, will forever be.
Mm-hmm.
That there are those of us that are disenfranchised or living a life of desolation and lack of hope. So,
but we have music, and everybody has music, and so that gives you the chance when you put together a program like this. I assume for a lot of interesting possibilities.
Absolutely,
because you did one 2 years ago, and then this one now, and that's this Sunday at 5:00. And so let's focus right away on Robert Owens, because we're going to hear some of that, and then we'll talk about some of the other things. Tell me about Robert Owens.
So Robert Owens is a African American composer. If you were at the recital last year, we did a set of his, which the subject was lynching,
mm-hmm.
a very powerful piece. This is poetry by Langston Hughes, that comes out of his Fields of Wonder, which was later on in his career, one of the first times that the poetry wasn't so socially charged or politically charged. So this piece is not poems are not necessarily exclusive to the black experience, but to all people of that are struggling in life at that time. Mm-hmm. I think he sets these poems beautifully, as you'll get to hear. Do you want me to talk about?
Well, we'll get into them in a minute, but then a little bit more about the Fields of Wonder. It's a really large set of poems, mm-hmm. isn't it, that he created,
right.
that then the composer can pick from. And Langston Hughes, when did he write these? About the turn of the century, give or take.
I think so. I don't know exactly the
I mean, he wasn't part of the Harlem. Was he part of the Harlem Renaissance, or maybe almost a leader?
Yes.
In the Harlem Renaissance.
Yes.
Okay, so that would have been early 20th century.
Yeah.
That he was doing these poems, and as you say, they're on a broad sense of subjects. But and how many are you doing in the
On the recital?
On the recital, yeah.
We're going to do 6 of them.
Okay.
6 out of the 8 of this cycle, which is called Tearless.
Tearless, okay. And so then for us, you're doing 3 of these.
Yes,
so
the last 3, Dancers, Grief, and Prayer. And so Dancers is really just trying to squeeze out a moment of joy, of pleasure. It says, stealing from death a few desperate days of life. You know, not a lot of hope in that. Grief is very, very short. The poetry says, eyes that are frozen from not crying. Heart that knows no way of dying. And you'll see as we go from Dancers to Grief, the stark contrast and how it emulates how grief is in our lives. It just hits you. It can come out of nowhere. And that's sort of how this one starts. There's no introduction of the piano before. It just goes right in. And then the last piece is called Prayer. This one, Bunny and I was like, man, what does that mean? But the words are, gather up in the arms of your pity, the sick, the depraved, the desperate, the tired, all the scum of our weary city. Gather up in the arms of your pity. Gather up in the arms of your love, those who expect no love from above.
Oh, that's a pretty heavy poems, which I'm glad we're going to hear them again. Let's actually send you in just to perform them, then come back and talk about them, because I think we want to keep these words that we've just heard from Derek Parker in our very much in our minds. So that first one, Dancers, And then, as he said, then it will so abruptly get into that only two-line poem, Grief, and so lean in very closely on that. And then it will go from there to prayer with its maybe aspects of hope, but aspects of desperation all at the same time. And so we'll be back where we'll get back to the studio. And here we now have these three songs. Once again, the composer is Robert Owens, and the song cycle, Fields of Wonder. And these three songs, again, Dancers, Grief, and Prayer.
A few desperate hours of pleasure, stealing from death a few desperate days of life, of life.
The three songs which we just heard from a larger group, from Fields of Wonder by the composer Robert Owens. So we were just hearing Prayer, prior to that Grief, and the first of those Dancers, Derek Parker, the singer, and Bonnie Robinson, the pianist. And so now I want to go to Bonnie, because Bonnie, Derek is inside this for two reasons. He's the singer, and it's the African-American experience. You get to experience these so intimately and learning them with him. Talk about the revelations you have in the process that you get to go through preparing these pieces with him.
Well, I think there's a number of them. First of all, just musically, they're beautiful. Well, all of them, they're composers I don't know, the spirituals, the familiar ones I know, but Robert Owens, Margaret Bond, they're not any I've ever played before. And so sometimes you have expectations of what they may sound like, which they're not at all. You know, maybe they're more contemporary than you expected. And in the Owens pieces, the chord progressions are gorgeous. They're so beautiful. Every once in a while, you can't wait to play a chord, you know, because you know what's coming. They're also, the Owens are handwritten. And I have to say this, one piece is in 7 flats and one is in 7 sharps. It's like, who writes this, you know? But that part is beautiful. And it's so lovely, of course, working with Derek. At the last recital, you know, these few years at church, I just enjoy working with them. And the texts are powerful. You can't help but think about the text when you're playing. You know, the last one on prayer. You wonder, what's that really about?
Well, and that last line, no hope from
above.
I know.
It's right. The line that gets you every time. Who is he referring to? Is he referring to God? Is he referring to people above them economically? Or is he leaving it vague for a purpose? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. So I think the text is powerful all the way through.
Bonnie Robinson, the pianist, for this experience that that Derek brings to us, which is just such a great experience. I don't know, any comments on Bonnie's comments before we talk about the rest of the recital?
Well, not really. I enjoy, obviously, partnering with Bonnie. She loves to practice, so that's good for me.
Yeah.
And but you need
No, I'm going
that.
To stop you right there because
yes.
that what that means is that then you don't just do it twice so that you know you can get through it and the notes are okay.
Right.
But it requires you to get into these questions.
Right. And we... It's that she feels what I'm doing. I feel what she's doing, that give and take, which is, I feel, the beauty of recital singing. It's deeper. It's more intimate because it's just the two of us.
So to put together a whole program, I guess, stop me at any point if I say something inappropriate, but you have no choice but to do spirituals, right? For
For
all the reasons. I mean,
yes.
Audience expectations, legacy, I don't know.
Yeah, all of those reasons. I think, for instance, this, I don't want to give away too much, but we will start with, which I think you have to start with, the how we got here.
Mm-hmm.
And those spirituals were powerful and a way of an escape for the slaves, a lament, I would say. The first three, I would say, would fall in that category of lament. And then we do some more celebratory, I guess, songs, spirituals. But yes, they're essential in my book, and they're awesome.
Sure.
On top of it, yeah.
And then you have these Robert Owens pieces for the really deep, thoughtful stuff. Then what are some of your other artistic possibilities in putting together such a program?
Yeah, this one we're doing, she mentioned Margaret Bonds, who's a female African-American composer. She, it's, again, not giving away too much, but very well-respected composer. More jazzy sort of
either in rhythms and chords.
It
surprises me,
yeah.
I think, when I play it, but I love it.
One thing that I was, what tells you, I would say, the respect that she has, Thomas Hampson has recorded these songs that we're going to do. And some people would say, why is he singing these songs that are for black people? Or I don't have a problem with that. I sing songs that weren't necessarily written for me.
You do sing Mozart.
Yes. So, but I think he appreciated them so much that he wanted to record them.
Yeah.
So.
And so So then what else about the experience that, you know, that you do this, what, I guess so far every 2 years, does it feel like that's about the right time for us to be able to settle in and think about it
for
the next time?
And gives me a break, too. Yeah. But yes, and to come up with a way that's a little new, fresher. Mm-hmm. This year, we're going to have a narrator, Keontha Duncan, who's the vice president here at NAACP, and she's going to read some poetry and do some speaking in between sets and songs. And I think that will add another experience. Another thing that we're going to try to do is link that movement to today. So we can go to a concert often like this, be moved, learn things, be enlightened. But what comes out of that? So there'll be a call for action to help this place, our community. Obviously, we're not as diverse as other communities, but there are ways that we can, here in Spokane, help those that are underserved.
So that the recital will extend past the last note.
Right, absolutely.
Mm. Okay, this recital, which is Sunday, Lift Every Voice and Sing, First Presbyterian Church at 5 o'clock, with the two musicians who have been so graciously playing for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Parker.
Thanks,
and Bonnie
Thank
Robinson.
You.
Thank you.